Moncrief on News Talk.
Many people now have their credit and debit cards on their phones, so why not other documents such as a driving licence? Our government has been trialling exactly that idea, with a plan to roll out the option to all of us. It sounds handy, but is it increasingly risky to have everything stored on one device? The Independent's tech editor, Adrian Weckler, joins us now. Afternoon, Adrian.
Afternoon, Sean.
So how exactly does this work? Does it, you know, do you just have a thing on your phone that looks like your physical licence now?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways that it might happen. So in Brazil, for example, you have a physical driving license and there's what's called a QR code, which most of us know, that sort of square of jumbled kind of black and white bits. And you can take a photo of that on your smartphone, and then you end up with a similar document on your phone that's stored securely in your wallet. There's a proposal around the EU in general to have digital driver's licenses that will be stored on your phone. It's, you know, whether or not that would be like, say, a credit card that you might store in your iPhone's wallet or your Google wallet, or whether it's a specific app on its own, we're not 100% sure yet. But the government here says that it has been testing it with civil servants since the start of the year.
Okay, and so this would be an Irish-only driving license or a some sort of European driving license?
It would be a European-compatible driver's license, but in Ireland. So at the moment, like I'm actually renewing my driver's license at the moment, and I have a kind of a pink salmon-coloured credit card size plastic thing. Mm. And that's fine, but like some of the details are starting to fade out. The ink isn't that strong. The photo's kind of all scratched. That card is a little bit different to some of the other driver's licenses I've seen around Europe. So I guess there is probably a general move to harmonize driver's licenses, like kind of we do with passports. But certainly what the EU is saying, what the European Commission is saying, is that this new digital driver's license initiative will mean that no matter where in Europe you get your digital driver's license, it will be absolutely instantly compatible and seamless in any other of the other 26-27 EU countries.
Now, if it's just a QR code, if that's how it shows itself on the phone, then presumably Gardaí in particular, because at the moment, if you just show them a physical license, they can say, yep, that's him or her. Now they'll need some sort of scanner to be able to...
Yeah, I mean, that's the Brazilian thing with the QR code is just to get it onto your phone. So once you've done that and you've scanned the QR code, the actual replica of your card actually appears on your phone. So say if the guard pulls you over, asks to see your license, you hand over your phone, you know, you've unlocked it or you've face unlocked it or whatever it is, they can actually see on the phone what they would see on a physical card. I mean, in some ways it might be kind of easier because maybe they can zoom in and expand it to make sure that the details are correct or whatever. There is another issue there, though, that if a guard pulls me over and asks for my driver's license, at the moment, I'll just give him or her a card and they'll look at the card and maybe they'll give it back. There is a fear that some people might have that if you hand over your phone, they're looking at the license on your phone and maybe they decide to, swipe up and have a look at something else. Like, I don't know if you've ever, this doesn't happen that much anymore, but sometimes you'll be trying to show a friend, you know, a photo on your phone and they take it off you. And before you know it, they start swiping through other photos. Mm. You're like, give me that phone back. There is a privacy concern around that, a legitimate one. But no, at the moment, the idea, I think, is that the details, the photo, anything that you can easily take from a physical driver's license at the moment would be identifiable on the phone version as well if a guard stops you.
Okay. And from the point of view of governments, what's the advantage of this?
Probably a few advantages. First of all, kind of easier to renew the licenses, easier to deploy them. And in general, governments like the idea of digitizing stuff more. Like at the moment, I said, I'm renewing my driver's license at the moment, and I have two ways of doing it. And one way is you have to have a public services card and a My Government ID and all that stuff. I've written quite a bit about why it's a bit unfair that you should have to do that because the public services card was brought in for something else. So I've decided, no, I'm going to go and physically visit the driver's license office in my local driver's driver's office. And because so many people are doing it online and they're doing it via the public services card, there's actually loads of appointments at the moment. I was able to get one tomorrow and I only booked today. So from the point of view, so it's taking an awful lot of pressure off the physical offices if you can do this stuff digitally. It also stops you maybe having to print the actual physical cards, having to replace kind of the cards as well. Although it's pretty clear that you will have an option to have a physical card if you want one. And I think they may only introduce the digital one as a kind of an additional thing to the physical card to start with. But like governments like the idea, I suppose, of having something that's digital and that's a lot less hassle to reproduce, I suppose. As long as it's secure, as long as it's unhackable, you know, because that's another worry.
Which I imagine would be a first thought for many people. If you lose your phone, what happens?
Yeah. Well, if you lose your phone at the moment, let's say you have a credit card in your phone, which an awful lot of people do, Apple Pay, Google Pay, etc. If when you change your phone or you get a new phone, normally what you do is you restore your phone. Maybe it's through iCloud. If you have an iPhone, it could be through a Google backup. And that usually will restore the details of the card. It might ask you to put in a PIN code, or it might ask to contact your bank itself to verify that, you know, that you are you and you have to do it through your bank's app or whatever. But normally that's the way that process works, and it's fairly seamless. Now, I don't know whether it will be as seamless with, you know, a lost phone with a driver's license on it. I mean, you know, will the state have some system of seamlessly transferring from one phone to another? In a way, you would hope there would be some system for that, because people change their phones every 3 years, 4 years, and a driver's license lasts for 10 years. Or it may be the case that you will have a physical driver's license in the first instance, and your digital driver's license might be something that you just sort of scan from that physical license, and therefore, you know, they don't take responsibility for replenishing your new phone with the digital license, because that's up to you to do from your physical card, if you follow my logic.
Yeah. And in terms of how securely it's stored on the phone, is that the same level of security? For instance, between an Apple and an Android phone, is the level of security the same?
It's very similar, yeah. So I mentioned payments card, MasterCards, Visa cards, you know, airline boarding passes, things like that. These are all things that are stored in your Apple wallet or your Google wallet. And the security is generally very, very, very high there. I mean, the likes of MasterCard and Visa wouldn't use it if it wasn't. So there's a general level of trust there around that, which depending on how the government rolls this out, they may well be willing to go along with this. Now, you know, whether or not we're talking about a driver's license, whether or not they'd go an extra step with something like a passport, which is another level up again of sensitive information and it's kind of actionable information as well, I don't know. I don't think anybody's quite ready to do that yet. But a driver's license, a very valuable piece of information, and, you know, if misused, could be misused quite badly. But it's something that, you know, Apple security, Google security, probably capable of protecting to a sufficient degree. Now, there's a separate question whether you have a fundamental objection to the state entrusting to tech giants with very sensitive information. That's a slightly separate question.
Also, from the point of view of those tech giants, as you pointed out, we've said, you know, we can have all our credit cards stored in our phone and boarding passes and bank apps and all that kind of stuff. Personally, the thought of changing my phone now would just give me a nervous breakdown, because you have to go jump through so many hoops to get all the stuff onto the new phone again. So might that discourage people from renewing their phones?
It could. Yeah, you raise a very, very good point. It wouldn't discourage me or a lot of people I know, because if you do change your phone every 3 years, as opposed to, say, every 8 years. Like, some people will hold on to their phones for a long time, and fair play to them, because that's the more sustainable thing to do, and clap on the back and all that sort of stuff. But it does mean there's an awful lot more trepidation when you go to change your phone, because a lot has changed, and you're wondering, do I have the right passwords? And you're wondering, will I lose all my stuff? And et cetera, et cetera. If you change every 3 or 4 years, it's a pretty well-oiled drill now. It literally takes about 3 or 4 minutes to do it. Basically, the backups in the cloud kind of do the whole thing for you, including all of your photos, including all of your passwords, all of your sort of lock screen, you know, get arounds, all of your cards, all of your accounts, all everything. It pretty much does it in a few minutes. So I think for a lot of people, it won't be a major concern, but for quite a few people, and you're right to bring it up and to point it out, the idea of putting such a fundamental piece of information on your phone, which you're only kind of still trying to get to grips with, you know how to do the basic stuff, but you're still not, you know, an expert at it. It's a very fair point. A lot of people will hesitate at that.
Adrian, thanks a million, as ever, for talking to us today. That's the Irish and Sunday Independent's tech editor, Adrian Weckler there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.